This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Last time we began a study of Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, which says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away." There the word of God, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, is immutable. You cannot change it. You cannot destroy it. We look at the heavens and the stars. We see the things that seem at least as permanent to us as anything. We look about us on the earth, and men and women about us live and die. But the sun, the moon, and the stars seem to continue. But they will pass away. And so Jesus is saying, look at these things which seem to be most permanent in your physical universe, but they are not permanent. They will come to an end. But my word will not. It never will pass away. It will meet each and every one of us in the judgment. And last time I recounted the story told by Brother Gail Oler, in which he said, a man refused to believe his barometer, which showed that the pressure, the barometric pressure, was lowering, indicating the coming of a hurricane. And so he threw the barometer away, but in throwing it away, he did not stop the storm. The storm came, destroyed him and his house. And so it is that in the Old Testament, a king cut and burned God's book, but he didn't change what God's word taught. And so we have been involved in a study indicating that while each of us has the freedom to reject the will of God, we may cut pages out of the Bible, we may throw it into the garbage can, or we may burn it, but we will not change what the Bible says by so doing. The will of God will remain the same. We have pointed out that we cannot change what the Bible says on man's condition. We're lost. We can be saved only by the blood of Christ, and we can be saved only by faithful obedience to His Word, by the obedience of faith, the faith which leads to action, not by dead faith, but by living faith. In James chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says, "You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." Now, one may cut that page out of his Bible, but he will not change the fact that the Bible teaches that we are not saved by faith alone. We are saved by living faith. In James 2, 26, "For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so then is faith without works dead." You can throw your Bible away, you can cut and burn it, but you will not change that fact. We are not saved simply by being religious. We are not saved merely by crying out, "Oh Lord, Lord, save me." We are saved in obedience to the will of God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. And you cannot change that, no matter how you may react to the Bible. The Bible teaches that salvation is in Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2, and verse 10. It therefore makes clear that so long as one is out of Christ, he is lost and in his sins. The Bible makes clear that we become a son of God in Christ. So then, you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Now, every responsible person, that is, everybody who's old enough to be accountable for what he does, is either a child of God or a child of the devil. Now then, we become sons of God in Christ. It is therefore clear that so long as one remains out of Christ, he remains a child of the devil and not a child of God. He remains lost and in his sins. Now today I could become angry with Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, but that wouldn't change it. It wouldn't matter if I were to burn every Bible I could get my hands on. It wouldn't change what the Bible says. Now open your Bible and read along with me. "So then you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." Remember, in Christ you become a son of God. You're not a son of God out of Christ. Now, how do we become sons of God? Through faith. That is, through the faith, the gospel. Read the context there and you'll see he's talking about the faith, the doctrine. Then the question arises, well, if that's the case, that is, that I'm a son of God only in Christ, how do I get into Christ? The very next verse tells us. Verse 27. "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ, did put on Christ." You see, so long as you remain unbaptized, you remain not a child of God, therefore a child of the devil, not forgiven of your sins, therefore lost in your sins, and have not been clothed with Christ, therefore still clothed with the filthy rags of your own sin. May God help us all to be obedient to His will.